Girl, you got some tea?
Girl, with the honey and the sugar.
Nah, we gonna need some wine for this one.
Well, wine me, please.
Hey.
We say hey, so you say hey. Do it again.
Hey.
We say hey, so you say hey.
Yo, it's your fave. It's Shaniqua.
And it's your girl, Dominique.
And we are here to slay your airwaves.
Slay.
So, before we dive into today's topic, y'all, Dominique, what we drinking? What we had to drink in?
So, we had wine from this place before. It is the Wild Blossom Meadery. And actually, what we've learned is that it's not actually a wine. It's actually mead. That's what it's called. We thought it was called wine because it's a nice wine bottle. But it's actually mead. And mead is actually fermented honey, which creates alcohol. So mead is fermented honey, water, and yeast. And the type of mead that we had is a chocolate honey buzz from the Wild Blossom Meadery and Winery here in Chicago.
That shit fire as fuck.
So good.
Like, when I tell you, me and my husband had a whole bottle.
So good.
So fast. They need to put that in a bigger size bottle the whole time.
They really do. To me, you guys, it tastes like, and most people don't like this type of candy, but if you think about it as a liquid, it was pretty good. To me, it kind of tastes like a little Tootsie Roll.
She tweaking. No, it don't.
To me, but it has that chocolate note. It has definitely has
you
that chocolate note.
You can definitely taste the chocolate
yeah,
note.
Yeah, it has
the
that chocolatey
the cocoa.
Right. I think the maybe cocoa. They gave it to me like that little Tootsie Roll zing was probably the mead to me. But the chocolate is there.
Yeah.
And the thing is that previous episodes we've had chocolate and it looks like chocolate.
Yeah.
But this wine just looks like wine. Like yeah. It doesn't look like it has an ounce of chocolate in it. Because it looks like a white wine.
Yeah. Well, and actually,
it's kind of yellow.
I was about to say it does, but it could also be the fact that it has honey in it too.
Right.
It does have a tint to it.
Yeah.
It's definitely darker than white wine, but of course it's not as dark as red wine, of course. Mm-hmm. So it has like that little tint.
That little it actually looks like some liquid honey.
It does. It really does. But it's so good, y'all. When I say you guys can definitely taste the cocoa in the, you can. And whoo, it's good.
It would definitely be like a showstopper staple wine at like a house or something. Like, oh, just get them some wine. Like, oh, what is this, girl? Girl, don't worry about it.
It ain't staying that long at my house.
Right, yeah, exactly.
We be
don't worry about it. Just drink it. But I would definitely say, y'all, check out, if you're in Chicago, please check out Wild Blossom Meadery and Winery. When I tell you, it is the most amazing place. I did a wine tour there, and it pretty much just taught you all about meads and how to make it. But Shaniqua did something even more extravagant, something that was out of my price range. But she's going to talk about it because I was just so in awe listening to this date night that she had with our past co-host, Mr. Jar Jar.
Which is our topic for today. Date nights and how important is it?
Yes.
So, y'all know Valentine's Day just passed. So, me and the hubby did a date night at the Wild Blossom. I saw that they had a Valentine's event there where you can do a wine-making Valentine's event. And so, it was super dope. Like, you know, we had a nice, a good meal. The food was good. Whoever they brought in to bring that food, because they don't have, like, a restaurant.
Right, it's BYOF.
Yeah, bring your own food. So, they had somebody come in, you know, they had the food catered.
Girl,
we had salmon, chicken, macaroni. And the macaroni was actually decent. The baked macaroni. You know, everybody can't make that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was actually decent. And asparagus. And some yams.
Oh, they had a meal.
Right? I was like, okay, show out. Why don't you? And for the experience, like, it was open bar. All that stuff. So that's probably another reason why it was a little costly.
Yeah, that sounds all worth it, though.
It definitely was. And we had, like, desserts at the end. you know, little chocolate covered strawberries, little cakes and stuff like that. And we had like the little meat and cheese trays in the beginning for appetizers stuff like that.
They said out.
They did. And so we definitely, so we was able to make our own wine. So you had to pick which wine flavor, which wine kit you wanted to choose. Mm-hmm. You had to buy that additionally. And it was a super dope experience. Like, they walk you through it, you know, the first part. And so we did two. We picked two flavors because, you know, I'm extra as fuck. Everybody else in there with one. And they like, how y'all get two? Because we paid for an extra one.
Right.
Like, when you booked the event, you didn't see that it asked you if you wanted to do an extra one for extra $50.
Exactly.
Hello. And so, yeah, it was super, when I say the experience was just super fun, it was, like, so fun. Like, we literally in there, like, whisking this shit in these big-ass buskets. Like, I'm finna have Angela Bassett arms, you feel me? Like, we, sure, you just washing the stuff, you know, putting the water in there. They doing the little droplets and stuff, and we recording the numbers and all other stuff. So then we put the little yeast in there at the end so that it can ferment. I was gonna say fermentate. I'm always doing some shit, but yeah, so it can ferment. So they would give us a call. I think we should be expecting a call maybe around the end of March,
but
beginning
tell them
of
how
April.
How many bottles you made?
So it is going to make, because it's still in the
barrel.
The little barrel thing, the white barrel thing. It is said to make 24 bottles of wine. So each container is supposed to make 24 bottles of wine. So yes, we will have a total of at least 48.
It's a lot of wine drinking.
It is. But I'm excited because it's going to go with a whole bunch of other shit down the line in life. But I'm also excited to, like, share it with family and friends.
Right.
If
imagine
it's
having
good.
A dinner date at your house and you pull out that, girl, what wine is this? Girl, I made this one.
Girl, exactly. Because I done already pictured it in my brain. That exactly how it's going to go. But it was, I definitely, and they have, you can do the winemaking class at any point in time. You can sign up for it. And one thing is, you know, you just gotta bring your own bottles, so that you can bottle it. Or I think you can also buy bottles from them.
Okay.
Or if you have like bottles you want to reuse, you can bring those too.
Damn, we should have saved all the wedding bottles.
Child, that's what everybody said. That's what my husband and my sister said. It's like, we should have saved all those bottles from the wedding again. I was like, that still wouldn't have been enough because we need a lot. But y'all already know, I went on Amazon look for some bottles with the little cork, the specific type of top that I want. So I'm already ready. And if they can, you can pay an additional price for them to, like, help you, like, with the labeling and all the other stuff. So, I'm super excited. We plan on going back again within the next month or two to do it again and pick a different flavor.
Well, let us know, because, man, we gonna have to crash y'all date night.
That's fine. Because honestly, y'all gotta, like, go check it out. It was super fun. And they do, like, beer making. They got beer making class too, and cider.
They also have a infused wine class with marijuana. You just gotta bring your own weed.
I feel like I saw that somewhere.
Weed, but they got, but that they do have, well, I don't eat it either for that matter. But they do have an infused marijuana wine making class and then the beer class. So.
Yeah, that's dope. But no, y'all gotta check it out. It was a super fun experience. I definitely feel like it was definitely worth the cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pay for the experience and you're gonna get a reward at
the end.
Exactly.
And then you sell those bottles of wine, you're gonna make all that money back.
Facts. You know, so. I done already did the math, okay?
Exactly. So, yeah, I would judge anybody, like, even if you can't take the class or not, still go because they're, the tour is only $20 and it includes a flight. Which is like four samples of their wine. And then he takes you through like each wine and tell you about it. It's really nice. Or you can just go and just bring your own food and order wine. And all of their staff are really educational about the wine. So they explain everything. So
that's good.
Check it out, y'all.
That's good.
You got two people vouching for this place.
That's good. And the wine is... in general is like good. They have some really pretty good wine.
Mm-hmm.
They had one, I forgot what it was called, but it had like jalapenos in it. Did you taste that?
It was
Pirate's
Blood.
That's what it was.
Yep, Pirate's Blood. It was spicy.
It was. I was like, I don't know if I want my wine to be spicy. Like it was good, but it was like, I don't know.
It burned a little bit going down.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I ain't never thought to be drinking on spicy ass wine. Mm-hmm. But you know, I buy it in case somebody else want it. I think it would be super dope to like have those different flavors and definitely, like you said, have a dinner party or something at the house and like people try these different wines. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, hey, you should go support that business because that's where they're coming from.
If you had a wine tasting or a mead tasting at your house, I would definitely say you should get wines from them because he was also able to just make not like Pinot Grigio. Even though that's a wine. So the difference between a wine and a mead is honey versus sugar. Mm-hmm. That's it. A mead has honey, wine has sugar. And because, from what he said, because honey does not expire, your wine is going to last longer after you open it. So I would definitely say that that's a place, if you did a wine tasting, you wanted to shock your people, like shock, you would go there. Because mm-hmm. there's so many different types of. Like different types of wine that you have.
That's dope.
Yeah, I love that place though. I wish they was black owned, but they black operated.
Right, white owned, but black operated. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even realize that it wasn't black owned mm-hmm. until like.
They play lit music and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I mean, he was smart though. Right. I mean, and they right in the middle of the hood. Mm-hmm. Like they not are. The hood, but the hood. Like,
yeah, so they're at least bringing business to black communities.
Yeah,
I learned so much at that wine class. Y'all probably gonna be like, "Girl, we don't care about all that." But so the bees that they use to make the honey, they primarily use bees that's in Chicago. So they mm-hmm. have like different bee farms in random places. It's a bee farm right off of Lakeshore Drive on 87th. Like, well. It's really South Shore Drive, mm-hmm. but that far east, well, it's like just pure land. Mm-hmm. It's a bee farm over there. It's this one company in the south area where they planted marigold flowers specifically so they can put the bees there to pollinate the flowers for their honey. Mm-hmm. Like it's really thoughtful. Like you feel like you drink it for a cause. You do.
Y'all should see her face. She's so serious.
You feel like you're drinking for a cause. And this is just some more information, y'all. Look, then we gonna move on. But he had told us, like, it takes 2,000 flowers to create honey in order to make one bottle of wine or mead. But them pollinating those 2,000 those 2 million flowers allows for the bees to pollinate 40 million flowers. To create honey and mead. So it's like you're really drinking to melt up the earth. Because if I don't drink this bottle of wine or mead, they ain't going to pollinate the 2 million flowers to pollinate the other 40 million flowers to make a honey. And we need honey on this earth.
She funny as hell, y'all. Not her finding a way to make her drinking better.
Hello, I feel like I'm drinking for a cause. I'm drinking for health because it got antioxidants because it's honey. Okay, and it help your figure because it ain't sugar. Okay, facts. And it helps the world.
No, that's up though. That's what's up. I'm finna go back up there to let me make some honey, some mead.
They sell the local honey too, y'all. That they bees make. Come on now,
y'all. She is overly excited about this process.
I am.
She learned. You could tell she just came. Y'all, okay, let's continue on. She done went crazy, y'all. She done went crazy, okay? But in all seriousness, definitely check out Wild Blossom Meadery and Winery. Mm-hmm. It's like on 90th and Hermitage or something mm-hmm. like that.
We need a sponsor at this point.
We do. We definitely do. But overall, that was like date night. That was so fun. So, in the spirit of date night, Dominique, tell us, how important is date night?
It's important, but I'm horrible at it.
Not horrible.
I am horrible at it. Me and my husband's schedules are completely different, similar to how Jarvis' schedule is. His schedule mm-hmm. rotates, though, or he has set off days.
He has set off days.
Okay, so my husband, his schedule rotates. So, like, if he's off on a Tuesday, Thursday, the next time he's off is going to be a Thursday, Friday, after the Friday, Saturday. Now, I'll work throughout the week, but often, most of the time, his off days is during the week. And when I get off work, y'all, I take naps. But we, at first, we did, like, start doing date night where we were alternated.
We were trying to do once every week, and then that got, we lost sight of that. So now I think we're going to try and do once every other week. He chooses a date night, I choose a date night. But it is really important, especially when, like, partners at least alternate date nights, because you really get a deeper insight of, like, what your partner likes to do. Because mm-hmm. we're always changing. So, like, my husband, our last date night, we went to the Chicago Symphony, which was really interesting. I mean, I don't necessarily like that type of music, but it was an interesting experience. I would do it again. I will probably do it again. It felt real bougie. You know, you're just sitting there silent. I mean, listening to it's the music symphony. Amongst everybody. And then when they do the dramatic ending, zoom, 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 zoom. And everybody just stands up and just shakes their hand and they clap and they clap and they clap. And it's just like, okay. I'm still sitting down, though.
She thought I was still sitting down. She did not cooperate. I had on heels,
y'all, because I did not understand the assignment. I was new to the class. Okay? So, but it was really interesting. It was really interesting, too, because I felt like an elite black person, because we were primarily the only black people that was there. But it just felt, it was an interesting experience. I would go again. Like, next, I want to go to an opera. So, but that was a date that he chose to do mm-hmm. something different. And it was just nice to see that he likes things like that. For myself, when I choose date night, I like, my husband also likes, appreciates the idea of silence. So he doesn't really. So what I mean, silence is like, he likes being in places where you can just like really focus in, tune in, and mm-hmm. just and bask in the aura of the environment. And I'm more so of a, like, I like something that's going to cause us to engage, cause us to talk, cause mm-hmm. us to do stuff. So I like planning for us to do, like, a graffiti class, which is really fun. It was a graffiti spray painting class that we had did. I like doing, like, golfing outings. Like, I like doing, like, very interactive things. Yeah. And he likes doing very observatory mm-hmm. things. But it's important. I just got to show that it's important.
Y'all need to see her damn face.
Look, I done did so much stuff. I don't sit here, act like I was playing the violin.
A mess.
But it is really important. It is. I really need to get it together. What would you say, not including this last date, that last date don't count, because I know how bomb it was. But what would you say is like one of your best dates, or like one of your most sentimental dates?
Oh, that's bad. That is so bad.
No, it just means that y'all had so many that it's hard to remember which one.
Nah, that just means it's bad. I don't know, because I definitely told him on that day, I was like, oh, this is the best day night ever, because it was just so fun and the experience was so great. But I don't know, because I mean, I feel like we've done like a lot of stuff. Like me and my husband, we're similar in mm-hmm. when it comes to like what we like to do.
Yeah.
So like we've done like, okay, like let's go to a like a random concert that just came up, or going mm-hmm. to a basketball game, or going to see, well, the Bulls are the basketball team, Lord, going to a Bears game. Right. You know, we like doing interactive stuff like that, or going to eat.
Right, that's hello.
Because I love
that's
me.
That's always one for me.
A meal, okay. But I don't know. Like, besides this one that just took place, I don't know which one would have been my favorite prior mm-hmm. to that one.
Because date night is regular for you guys.
Yeah, for the most part, it is. Like, it just calmed down within these past few months. But otherwise, like, yeah, it's always been regular. We're always, one thing I appreciate about my husband is that, like, he's always down for the cause. Mm. Like, because, so, I tell people all the time, especially when you're about to get married, know the person you're marrying. Mm-hmm. Although we're going to evolve and change yeah. over time, but you need to know who that person is in this moment. Mm-hmm. And what I've always known about my husband is that he's not a planner. So he not the type that's gonna plan a date night.
Right.
He's okay. not.
But he's down to go.
He's down to go. He exactly. He's the goer and the payer. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's always open to, like, shit that he and him. Because, I mean, right. He wanted to one shit, it wouldn't be for me.
Hello. Like, you know what I'm saying? You changed his life.
Yeah, it's facts, okay? So, it's just like, I could be like, oh, let's do this. I found this thing that's interesting. You want to try it out? And he'd be like, okay, sure, whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. So, like, I can appreciate that, which I think is why, like, all our day nights have always just been fun. Because it'd be like, okay, that was cool.
Right. And you're an adventurous person.
Yeah, I really am. Or I'll be like, I ain't like that. We ain't got to do that again. He's like, all right, cool. I was thinking the same thing, but I ain't want to say nothing. I was like, bet. Like, you know. I think one of our dates early on was one of my favorites. When we went to, girl, what's the thing downtown? Went to Wonderland.
Oh, that was one of you guys' first dates. That's when you first started Sherlock's.
Yeah, that one? Yeah. Yeah. That was.
Look at me knowing her.
Yep, that was during that time. That was right in the beginning of us dating. That first time we started dating, and the reason why I could appreciate it even more at this point in time because he ice skating, what? No, that was never. Mm-mm. That wasn't him. Rock climbing, what? No, you know. And went to Wonderland, like you had those options. Like we rock climbed. And he actually fell, and I didn't even know that when he came back down, he landed on his butt and not his feet. But we was doing it at the same time, opposite ends, that I didn't see it. But, like, he told me about it. I was like, gee, what? How do you fall on rock climbing? It ain't even, like, this ain't even a real deal. But, you know, just doing those things were fun, right. You know? I think that was one of my favorite dates early on. And then it just had, like, a lot of innocence behind it, right? Like, kid-like innocence. You had Winter Wonderland. Mm. Like, this is kids' world here, you know? Right. And then we went and got and ate and got drinks right afterwards, you know? But it was just, like, I don't know. But I do feel like date night is extremely, extremely important. Early on, we used to do date night, like, every week. Mm. And for us, it was like we had to because we lived separately. So we wouldn't see each other every week. So it I'd imagine it was a date night. And then eventually it turned to every other week. So although we were still seeing each other every week, we would just make a point to like go out at least twice. And the other two, we would probably like just chill at home, do something fun in the house. Yeah. And actually our date nights that we do in house are super fun.
Yeah.
And they're so cute and creative. And so now I think we're pretty much at a point where it's like, okay, we can do date night like once a month. And we're good to go. Okay, because
you got to entertain yourself in your house.
Yeah, you know, so like when it like for real date nights, we're at a point where we're like, let's just do it once a month. Like we can go out and like get out the house and do stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, and time goes by so fast.
Right,
you
don't exactly. Even,
you look, you're like, damn, we ain't did shit outside this house. Like for real, like running to the stores and do errands for the house ain't date night. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Now we're more on like once a month type thing because you know we're in the house all the time with each other. But it's like I don't know. But date nights are very important because if you stop dating each other, you lose each other.
Yeah, you lose
who you are as a team.
You lose interest in each other because you're not trying to find out like what interests each other.
Yeah,
you
know? Bring kids to the mix,
right?
Because now all this time y'all just been living as roommates, raising kids. And when those kids gone,
then what?
You like who the fuck are you?
Exactly,
bitch. Who the fuck are you?
Right, because like, I'm me and you.
Right, so you get the fuck up out of here. So I definitely, and that's something I tell like my couples, even like in my job, like if y'all have kids, you have to go out on a date at least once a month.
Yeah.
You gotta know who, because you spend a majority of your time make sure your kid's straight.
Right, exactly. And I think that's definitely where I need to just do better at in general is making sure that we date each other more. And we both can get so caught up in work and, you know, sometimes like after work, like, and I think we lose the idea that because we're with each other every day,
mm-hmm.
we talk every day, we see each other every day. So on our off days after going to work, we, instead of, you know, we are, thought is like either we want some alone time, mm-hmm. or he wants to go hang out with his friends, or mm-hmm. I may want to link up with a friend, but most of the time I just want to be in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of almost lose sight of that because in our minds, like, oh, well, I see you every day. But it's like, no, but you have to date with intention too.
Yeah,
like, you have to do that. So I think one for us, like one of our best date nights, Honestly, for me, it'll always be our first date. First date and a half. I'll say that. Because our very, very first date was to church. Okay. So, he invited me to church for friends night. And then we went and got Wendy's. And then he took me home. So, I wouldn't really say that that was a date date. But I think that was a test to see, like, how would she respond if I asked her to go to church? But after that, his grandfather is a member at the Metropolitan Club, which is at the top of Sears Tower. It's a restaurant. So, we had went there. I don't know if it was by coincidence or not, but we were the only people in the entire restaurant. And it was at the very top of the floor, at the very top of the restaurant. He had bought me a little single rose. Mm-hmm. And it was another one of those innocent dates. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, like, this is just so nice. And we just sat and talked. It was the first fancy restaurant I had ever been in my life. So, it was just, like, just super, super nice, like, our very first date. And then after that, like, we probably have done just, like, little random dates. Our trips, I consider a trip a date. So
really?
Yeah, because it was us going out of the country, experiencing new things. So, it's, like, a prolonged date for me.
Nah, bro, I'm on my date when I get back home.
or what if it's just us that's going out of town? I don't care. To me, like, that's a
I don't
date.
Care.
But I definitely would just want to do more dating. One thing I don't consider dates though,
what?
Honestly, is going to restaurants because I feel like we always eat. So that's just for me. Like I want to do something else because we always go out to restaurants like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the time, we go to a restaurant probably like twice a week.
Well, that's why you don't consider it as a date. Stop going to restaurants so much so it could be considered a date again.
Right. Right, exactly. And it's not like, oh, like we're just going to go grab food from Patillo's or something. It's like, no, we're going to like sit down restaurants. Like we went to Gordon Ramsay's new restaurant last week, I think it was. And it was pretty nice. But I mean, it was casual. Mm-hmm. It was a casual restaurant. But you know, it was somewhere to go. But yeah, we're always going to restaurants. And that's probably what we need to stop doing, going to restaurants so much.
Probably. I would say so.
Because people be like, where are you at? I'm like, oh, I'm at a restaurant for dinner. Oh, you guys on a date? That's not a date. We just eating. Like, in my mind, we just getting food. Like, you got to do that every day.
Not at a restaurant, though.
True.
You can do that at home.
That's true. I just texted him now. I was like, do you want to go out to get lunch? But I consider like if we was going to get, it's so weird though. I don't consider breakfast a date. I don't consider dinner a date. But I do consider lunch a date because we don't get lunch all the time.
Okay,
weirdo. We always do dinner and breakfast.
Okay, weirdo. Okay, weirdo. Okay.
And then we did this, I had planned for us to do, we had one this place called Go Ape. Which is like, so you're in the trees, you're like suspended 50, 60 feet in the air, and you're doing obstacle courses. And to each obstacle course, there's a zip line. But in order to get to the zip line, you have to go through each obstacle course.
So, ooh, let me look that up.
It was super fun, but it is also super scary. I'm an adventurous person. I'll try things, but Danielle not so much. So we had got to this one obstacle course. It was to the very last zip line, and you had to tightrope probably at least like 600 feet across, and you were suspended probably 75 feet up. And you had to tightrope across. Now, you did have, like, these little rails or whatever. But I was so, like, I was a G through the whole thing. Let me just say that, okay? I was a beast in the whole thing.
Oh, Lord.
Until we got to that point. And Darnell himself was already nervous the whole way. But when he seen that I was nervous at one point, he just started, like, coaching me through. Like, you got it. Keep going. And it was just really nice to see him mm-hmm. do that. Because I'm not used to him doing that. So, like, seeing that part of him, that's what made it, like, a fun date night for me because I got to see a different side of him that I mm-hmm. don't. It's rare,
mm-hmm.
okay, that you see, like, a super soft side of him. So, seeing that side of him made that, like, a really fun date night. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, check out, we need to be fucking sponsors in this bitch. Check out Go Ape, y'all. They're only open during certain times of the year because it is an outdoor event.
So they open in the summer then?
Yep, summer and spring. Yep. And they don't close until, I think, the end of October.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's really, really dope. They have two obstacle courses. One obstacle course is an hour. We did the one that was 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
So, you can stop at any, let's just say if you can't do it anymore, you can stop at any time. You can come back and start where you started.
Oh, okay.
And they don't charge you for it. So, you can stop in the middle of it and be like, you know, I'll come back and do the rest. And then they'll just let you start where you stopped at.
Okay.
But it was hard. They had one tightrope where the tightrope, it was like little, say for instance, this is a tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But they have like these little planks on the tightrope, but the planks is on the side of it. So you literally had to like turn your back this way and walk across the tightrope, like with your back towards the ground almost. It was fucking really horrible. But, and then they got hit like, and they're doing the entire obstacle course, you're suspended. So you have on like your harness and everything. You're suspended throughout the entire obstacle course. But it was fun. I think it was like $85 or $65 a person. It wasn't bad for the 4 hours.
Oh, okay. That's good. And I think that's part of the reason why like we do like date night once a month. Like when I say date night, I'm not including like if we just finna like go out to eat real quick.
Right. Like intentional planning date night.
Yeah. But we do it like once a month because I like try to. I like to do something that's like really fun, mm-hmm. and adventurous, and if it's costly, that's fine because yeah. it's like we're only doing this once a month.
Oh, you would definitely only do that once in your life. At least that's what I said. I experienced this one time. I will never do it again.
Yeah, no. And it's just fun though. I think date night is so important. Like even like yesterday, like we went out to eat after, like we went to go visit some family and stuff like that. We went to eat after, and I enjoy the conversation because like although like we have those same conversations at home, mm-hmm. for whatever reason it's just even better when you have it outside, out and about, when you having drinks and like eating food and you're like, man, I'm like literally like, man, do you think I could do this? I'm finna like quit all this shit like and just go full force. You think I got it? You got my back?
Mm-hmm.
He like, hell yeah, you got this. Because, you know, this is my husband's motivation for making sure I be best in everything I do when it comes to business, y'all. His motivation is so that he can be a stay-at-home father.
Right. I'll be a stay-at-home dad.
He is so fucking serious about this, y'all. Like, he's not kidding. And I'm with it because I tell him all the time, that's fine. If I blow up, well, when I blow up and I'm making all this money,
mm-hmm.
that is perfectly fine.
You can tap at the brown his ass.
I definitely will mm-hmm. retire him. And I have thoughts like that sometimes because of the type of job that my husband does with the public. So it's like, I don't mind like being able to retire him. And I tell my time, and I'm going to give you and those kids a monthly allowance, and y'all going to leave me alone,
right.
And I'm going to be out of here, okay? And he be like, okay, whatever. And I said, and if you need, he be like, they don't go with you, no.
Mm-mm.
If you need babysitters, you better call your parents or my parents or somebody, and they come, that we trust, and they come watch those kids. Because like I'm out of here. I'm only sending y'all an allowance. Leave me alone. Just I'm traveling like the world. He thought about, what about me? You want to be a stay-at-home D? So stay your ass home. But no,
where
like...
Where you at, Bali?
Right. And so, like, but all jokes aside, like, it just be so much better having those conversations. Mm-hmm. You be like, ooh, so you ain't just telling me shit because we in the house. You right. telling me shit outside, too, in the public.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you might believe in a little shawty over here. But no, date nights are super important and they're so fun. They're
yeah, they
so
are.
Fun. Just the conversation, people watching, talk. I love talking about people
watching.
And he'd be like, "Shut up!" I'd be like, "But it's funny, don't hate it." Like,
so I wish y'all could see this, my facial expression. But me and my husband have this thing where, like, if we see somebody. It's like, it just happens. If we see something, we can like be looking at something. Somebody and walk past, we'll turn to each other and be like. Like, we're talking as I as a
that's how we be.
our eyes look like, bigger. We nod our show. We nod our. We are like nod our neck. Like you see what I see. Like we do it all the time. Well, like if somebody does something different, like that's just our thing. Like that's our silent way of talking about people. Then we'll do that. We'll be like, that's crazy.
Keep for on real, seriously.
All relationships, all couples, and I would say primarily marriages. Like we all have, all marriages have their way of saying things without saying saying it. Even relationships in general, but definitely in marriages.
Child, like, my husband be waiting on me to say it. I see something. I turn around to her face and said, like, did you see? He was like, I already knew you was going to say it. I already knew. I was waiting. It cracks him up. It cracks. That man be cracking the fuck up. I be like, bro, like, it wasn't that funny. Like, because I knew you was going to say it. Like, exactly. I knew you couldn't hold it. Like, I know you can't wait. And I'm like, look, whatever. But bottom line is, y'all got to, like, keep dating, going out. Enjoying each other's company, you know, because you're, like Dominique said, you're forever evolving as a human. And so you want to make sure that you all remain on the same page, in the same book, in the same chapter.
Right, exactly.
Because some people be in two different chapters and two different books. You be like, what's going on here?
And some people don't even be in school.
Child, right? That's a whole nother thing. And so y'all, enjoy y'all dates. And if you feel like, oh, dang, we don't got it in the budget to go out and do a date.
Date at home.
Do a date at home. I've done so many of those when we was gearing up for our wedding. Like, get on Pinterest, go to the arts and crafts stores, Walmarts, whatever, buy the little crafts. You know, do a little paint and sip at home.
Oh, that'd be cute.
We've done that so many times because it's always just fun. Hell, make TikTok videos because me and my husband been there acting a fool. I was trying to do this jump on his neck trick and it, child, look.
Girl, you tried to do the little flip thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
When I say it was the funniest thing because we couldn't stop laughing because we like, okay, we both like, we don't trust each other to make
this fun. Right. He like, you gonna break my neck. He like, you gonna drop me.
Right. He like, I'm like, you don't trust you. He said, I don't trust myself to hold you. I can't catch you. I ain't got no stamina.
Girl.
But it'd be funny because it just be those moments. You just having fun, you know. Binge watching shows. Like, we be gossiping all the time. So, have fun, y'all. Enjoy y'all dates. Be creative with y'all date night. It don't gotta always be super expensive. And live y'all best, happy, married, relationship, situationship life. Whatever you want to call it. And be great. But as always, y'all, follow us on all social media platforms. Subscribe, share the episodes, because it is what it is. And you know we the best to ever do it.
Always.
And as always.
Please remember that we are not just a podcast for tea.